Billions of periodical cicadas have emerged over the past few weeks in more than a dozen states across the American Southeast and Midwest. The emergence of the great southern brood of 13-year cicadas has created a food bonanza for bug-eating predators. Entomologist Chris Hartley of the Butterfly House in the St. Louis suburb of Chesterfield says cicadas don't have any toxins, and they can't bite or sting. Their only defense is in their numbers.
Their strategy for surviving is to give the predators so much potential food that they can never finish them all off.
And so that's why they emerge all at once.
That's why they emerge all at once.
Hartley says cicadas make a tasty meal for everything from birds to ants to lizards. Dogs love them, and Hartley tells me, so do some people. To test out that theory, we head inside to a Butterfly House classroom to cook some up.
Cicadas, just like all insects, are very close relatives of crustaceans. So there is essentially no difference between these guys and shrimp or crabs or anything like that.
Hartley goes into another room for a minute and comes back with a little white ceramic bowl. In it are a couple dozen orangey-white blobs with bulging black eyes. Cicadas he's been storing in a freezer.
Are these adults?
These are the newly emerged adults, the ones that are still white. And they were caught before they had a chance to really harden up, so they're a lot like soft-shell crabs. They're still very soft.
Hartley turns on a hot plate and puts in some vegetable oil and about half a stick of butter.
All right. I have 5 cloves of garlic in here that we're going to throw in to give it a nice flavor.
So now you've obviously done this before.
Well, I've done many different kinds of entomophagy classes over the years.
What was that word?
Entomophagy. That means insect eating in Greek. But really, the cicadas and other insects can be treated in just about any way you would treat shrimp.
Hartley says you can deep fry them, bake them, cook them with soy sauce in a stir fry, or saute them. He adds the garlic to the pan to brown.
And again, we eat shrimp, crayfish, lobster, crabs, whereas, you know, for people in other parts of the world, including Africa and Australia, South America, North America, and throughout Asia, eating insects has always been part of it. It's what you do.
Out comes the garlic, and in go the cicadas.
All right, in they go.
The reason they're popping like that is that we're using the whole body here, and actually, amazingly enough, the things like the wings, which are just thin little sheets of exoskeleton, tend to swell up like balloons when they're exposed to heat like that, and then you get the popping.
Hartley dices up the garlic and adds it back to the pan of sautéing cicadas.
And now our cicadas are definitely starting to crisp up, as I can tell as I poke them around there. That's good.
A few more minutes, and the cicadas complete their transformation from soft and squishy to brown and crunchy. Hartley transfers his culinary concoction to a plate, tops it off with a little fresh parsley and lemon juice, and voila, cicada scampi. If I ignore all the little beady black eyes staring back up at me, it actually looks, well, pretty tasty. Still, I make Hartley take the first bite.
Nice, crisp, nice flavor of butter and garlic. They're wonderful.
All right, I'll try one. Here we go, eating a cicada. It's actually really good.
Those crunchy, shrimp-like cicadas will probably die off in the St. Louis area in the next couple weeks. Hartley hopes that in the meantime, people will at least try to enjoy them, on the dinner plate or otherwise. For VOA News, I'm Veronique LaCapra in St. Louis, Missouri.